This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and, of course, our bulk mail haulers that haul the bulk mail from the centers to the post office and back and forth. And not to forget about our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline and the diesel, too, to get to the gas station so you people can drive to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And take advantage of the things that we have over there. Now, starting out the week, like we always do at this time, it's Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, over the weekend, Blinken and Austin showed up in the Ukraine for some sort of discussion with President Zelensky. We knew they were coming. They said they were. And we kind of told what we knew on Saturday, which wasn't any more than anybody else did. But I wonder if you were a fly on the wall, what do you suppose was said?
You know, it's irrelevant what was said. I mean, not irrelevant to the long-term game as far as the conflict is concerned, but it's irrelevant unless they brought tanks. It's irrelevant unless they brought missile systems. It's irrelevant unless they brought weaponry. You know, if this was just, let's sit down and have a talk with Mr. Zelensky about strategy, why would I take any advice from people who actually ran the Afghanistan debacle?
Mm-hmm.
You know, big deal. This sounds to me like the Biden administration just wants to be seen as doing something.
CYA.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Zelensky asks for tanks, they send people to talk.
Mm.
You know, I believe France and Britain have sent tangible assets.
Plenty of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are we doing? We send Blinken and Austin to talk about what? Diversity? Are we making sure that the people who are fighting for the Ukrainians on the ground are woke? I mean, what does Austin know how to do? All he knows is how to make sure that we have equity amongst the ranks.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless they brought tanks, who cares?
All right, let's drift on over here to the phone line, and we've got Mary on the telephone line. So good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I would like to ask a question. First, I hear that President Zelensky has a $34 million house in Miami. So I'm not sure if that's true or not. That's just what I've been reading. The second thing is, has Frank heard of the Khazarian Mafia, the Mossad Mafia, and if they are indeed a true entity like the Muslim Brotherhood, and what kind of influence they have in all of this action, including the central bankers, with all of the going on in the world? Thank you.
Okay, let me answer the first part for her. It is not Zelensky's house that's in Miami. It is a Ukrainian government compound in Miami. A little different story. It was there before Zelensky was a president. Okay, go ahead, Frank.
Well, we've talked about this before. You know, we're championing the Ukrainians in this fight because they were attacked by Russians. And that's where we've put our dog in this fight.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ukrainian government is not the most squeaky clean of governments. They're very corrupt.
Yep.
Before this happened, it was one of the most corrupt governments in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to talking about Ukraine, how it was involved with the Bidens.
Oh yeah.
So we're picking the lesser of two evils of this fight. So I don't, that they have compounds and lavish stuff all over the world built on oligarchic money. Yeah, I bet they do.
Yep.
But that's at this point, that's not what the question is. It's are we going to allow Putin to do what he's doing? Because if Ukraine falls, you've got other countries that are in the mix there that could fall like dominoes. We can't have that. As far as the mafias of the central bank, it's possible. I hadn't heard anything tangible about that, all the rumors,
mm-hmm.
The World Bank and the World Economic Forum, they don't need any mafia to tell them what they do because they're the biggest financial mafia that there is.
That's so true. All right, hold the fort there, Frank. All right, folks, we're coming back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. And you know, folks, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to meet one of my listeners that's bought a new Nissan or a certified pre-owned vehicle up there. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. And that's because Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, that gives you many miles of carefree motor, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. They've got well over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. By the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage of upgrade your ride now. Your used vehicle is worth a lot more than what you think. Don't believe me? Call them up and ask them. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Save, You Serve program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great deals afforded to them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship stores at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura right here on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon, just west of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50 will be a brand new Moss Nissan in Brooksville. So you can check them online by going to MossMAUSNissan.com. That's MossMAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, they're just 40 minutes north of Tampa, and you can save thousands of dollars on your vehicle purchase by going there. To me, that's worth the ride. That's worth the car ride. All right, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Always a pleasure, my friend. And by the way, you and I talked last week. I was a guest host on a national show, Armed American Radio, on Friday, and we were on, you and I were on together, and we talked about our relationship, and you sit there and you wonder, where does time go?
Yeah, it's time has gone by way of my hairline, my friend.
Well, that's what happens when you're one of those paragons up there in Chicago. You got to wear a hat all the time.
It's a busy street, baby.
Yeah, I know. So was mine. When they told me I answered the call 10,000 times, I said, what? It's hard to fathom.
Yeah.
All those years.
Yeah, in the blink of an eye.
Yep. Now, being a Russian oligarch is a risky business. Now there's another oligarch whose name is Yevgeny Prigozhin, who's the owner of Concord Management and Consulting. Now, the reason I mention his name is because Prigozhin is also the principal of the Wagner Group, the nebulous corporation that, oh gosh, employs mercenaries to places where Putin would rather not send his Russian troops to do things he'd rather not have Russian troops be caught doing.
Yeah, the Wagner PMC Group is, they're kind of ruthless. They were the people that headed up all of the things that were called war crimes in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
They're a group that has done some things that are considered war crimes in some African nations where Russia has a foothold.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a nice group of people. And they've been spotted in Donbass and Mariupol. When we hear about the mass graves,
mm-hmm.
we're pretty sure that they have something to do with that. So this is one of the oligarchs that won't be disappearing anytime soon. He is a very, very good ally of Vladimir Putin. And, whenever Putin, if you can imagine Putin not wanting to get his hands dirty because it's just too much, that's what this guy's group does.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's obvious that there's something going on. And I know it's very stressful to be an oligarch, but now it's downright dangerous because since January of this year, at least six Russian oligarchs have, quote, end of quote, committed suicide.
Well, Putin's doing a realignment of power. That's what this entire move at Ukraine is for. I've heard a lot about a couple of his high-ranking generals being relieved and disappearing, and, oh, he was killed on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a realignment of power happening in that country because Putin believes he needs to make the move. Now, a friend of mine who used to work for the European Union stationed out of Moscow has confirmed that Putin's got some health issues. We talked about this before with the guy who's coming to his oncologist, who's met him 26 times in the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a story there that's not being covered, that's being covered in some of the rebel Russian media outlets. But he's taking care of business. If you're in his book about you've got to go, chances are you're going to be going at this point. So if I'm a Russian oligarch and I'm still in Russia, I'm getting out of Dodge.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. All right. Well, President Trump was in Delaware, Ohio, not to be confused with the state Delaware. And
he thought he was in Delaware.
Yeah, but here's the deal: he let it fly, and here's some of what he said.
So in comes the highest representative of Mexico, right under the top, right under the boss, who happens to be president. A really nice guy. I really like him. He's a socialist, but I like him. He's one of the socialists I like. See, I don't like Nancy Pelosi. I don't like Schumer. I don't like him. But I like the socialist who heads up Mexico. Now they're going to say, he's terrible. It's subversion. He likes the president of Mexico, but not these horrible human beings that are destroying our country. So I'm in there, and I say, here's what we're going to do. He comes in, and he laughs at me when I tell him, we need 28,000 soldiers along the border, free. He looks at me like, free? Why would we do that? We need something called Stay in Mexico. That means nobody can come into our country until we check them out, and it could take months and months and months. And he said, we wouldn't do that. Why would we? And the other things were even worse. And I said to the State Department, watch. They said, we would never even consider doing that, and I'm ordering you to stop asking for it. I said, I'm the President of the United States. You can no longer order me. But so I looked at him. I said, you don't think you're going to do this, right? They said, we're not going to do any of them. Why would we do them? We're not going to give you 28,000 soldiers for free. I said, yes, you are, because it's now Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and on Monday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm putting on a 25% tariff. All of the cars that you stole our industry, stole 32%. Every car that comes into the United States is going to have a tax or tariff of 25%. And every other product you sell into the United States will be tariffed at approximately 25% starting Monday morning at 8 o'clock. And he looked at me and he said, sir, it would be an honor to have 28,000 soldiers on the border.
True, Donald Trump.
No, I did. If he could figure out how to put a 25% tariff on all of the methamphetamine and the fentanyl and the human trafficking coming over the border, that would be different.
Which, by the way, may have been why our Texas National Guardsman died going into the river to try to save that young girl who may have been a mule.
That wouldn't surprise me in the least, and God bless him and his family. For trying to save a human being's life. Obviously, the cartels don't care.
Nope.
The biggest point out of that soundbite is something that we've talked about for many, many years, that the State Department is rogue.
Yep.
They believe that they can do and say whatever they want, and all they have to do is survive 4 years of any administration, and they can just keep doing what they do.
Yep.
They are the epitome and the heartbeat of the deep state. And I have no doubt that the bureaucrats, the high-ranking bureaucrats of the U.S. State Department at Foggy Bottom, did say, we order you to stop saying that to the President of the United States. This is one of the reasons that I said and I did say this several times, when Trump was inaugurated, he should have driven to a bunch of buildings and fired everybody.
You bet.
The State Department, the DOJ, the Treasury Department, they all should have been purged because that's where the rats are.
Absolutely, my friend. Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more. Frank Silvano is going to stick around for another segment. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv Sunday. American officials told reporters the United States will be sending more weapons and will return diplomats. It should be noted the Biden administration has not had an ambassador to Ukraine. That should be changing very soon. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres will be visiting with Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin separately next week. Emmanuel Macron has won France's presidential election, fending off a challenge from candidate Marine Le Pen on Sunday's runoff vote. Macron took 58.5% of Sunday's vote, making him the first French leader to be re-elected in 20 years. He and Le Pen advanced to the runoff after finishing in first and second place, respectively, among 12 candidates who ran in the first round back on April 10th. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. Talking to my good friend and longtime pal, Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I have taken for 7 years and counting. And I take it for one simple reason. It works. Now, I've been blessed for the past 3 or 4 days, not being in a bunch of pain, not having my leg all swollen up like it usually is come the weekend and come Monday morning, and feeling pretty good. And that's because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in the Relief Factor that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on. It goes right straight to the source of the pain. It's 100% drug-free. And it's working for me. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in, too. Comes in little, convenient, and individual packets, and you're going to like it when you see it. By the way, the 3-week quick start gets it all started for $19.95. You get that by going to the website that they assigned to me, relieffactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Order the $19.95 3-week quick start, get it all started. And you don't need to do a thing if it works for you at the end of 3 weeks. It just will come to you with a regular normal supply. But if you want to get rid of it, then you just say, okay, don't need it, thank you, goodbye, see you. And no harm, no foul. You're only out $20. But I'm telling you, it works, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and I'll tell you what. You wrote an article, and I'm going to get to that in a minute, but I want to start with this one. Would you believe it if I told you that fears, I got to laugh, I'm sorry, fears of Russian interference in U.S. politics remain widespread, and Democrat voters overwhelmingly agree with Hillary Clinton that Russia's to blame for her defeat in 2016.
Well, you know, they are dropping Hillary Clinton into the media cycle so often, you would think she's running for president.
Yes.
You know, I don't care what Hillary Clinton has to say. She's a two-time loser. If she runs again, she'll be a three-time loser. She's one of the biggest sources of problems for the United States. It Takes a Village has encroached on parental rights. That's the whole beginning of the attack on parental rights that we saw. She was responsible for it because of her It Takes a Village BS. And if she wants to keep saber-rattling the Russian disinformation that she herself said was disinformation. I mean, she just lobbied on a tweet the entire European continent to get rid of misinformation like the stuff we had during the last election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shoved the cat out of the bag with that one, so maybe she's going a little senile.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really care what Hillary Clinton has to say. I don't care what she feels happened in 2016. Now, if Russia was involved, then I believe perhaps they did have some fingers in it. It was propaganda. It had nothing to do with the ballot boxes. It had nothing to do with anything else, with dossiers or Donald Trump or any of the BS that she tried to float through that election because she knew she was losing.
Mm-hmm.
But Hillary Clinton has to go away now. She's had her time. She was, you know, besides stealing an election in New York to become senator, which she did,
mm-hmm.
you know, executing the biggest case of campaign finance fraud in American history,
mm-hmm.
and we chronicled that in a book, but, you know, back during the campaign that the media didn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
You know, it's called the Fraudulent Senator. Look it up. She should be brought up on charges for that, and that's what put her in the orange. Pretty, you know, along with all of the things surrounding her that she keeps getting away with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But her time is done. It's finished. She needs to go away.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay, let's go to the phone line. We've got Mel in Saratoga Springs. What's up?
Yeah, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Frank Silvato. I like both of you guys very, very much. But Donald Trump, I agree with what you said, should have went through every agency and bureaucracy in the government and got rid of everybody. But Donald Trump will never be back in office in 2024 if we do not get voter integrity, get rid of those Dominion machines. And I say go back to a paper ballot and a thumbprint. That way there's no duplications of any ballots. But outside of that, if the voter integrity does not happen, Donald Trump will never be back in the White House. I'm sorry to say it, but
okay.
That's what I see. And I'm sure millions of Americans see it the same way. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And he has a very good point, Frank.
No, you know, the problem doesn't go away just because the election is over if you don't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the states that have tried to implement things like Georgia, you see the left just contorting itself to try and interfere with reforms in all of the states, which they shouldn't be doing, but that's their modus operandi. I love his idea about a thumbprint.
Yeah.
You know, granted, you're getting into the system because they're going to take that data and they're going to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which they shouldn't be doing because it's supposed to be an anonymous ballot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you've got fingerprint recognition on your cell phone, you're probably in the system already to unlock your phone.
Well, if you've ever cashed a check anywhere of any amount, you have to give them a fingerprint.
Yeah, so I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know,
that's, thumbprint rather.
It's, you know, granted. You're probably in the system already, given the way things are happening in the United States today about data sharing, mm-hmm. you know, but you would be giving your thumbprint directly to your local voting authority. So I can understand why some people would be iffy about that. But, you know, I agree with them. You've got to take care of business before the business is taken care of. And I don't think we've taken care of business when it comes to voter integrity.
No.
And the elections are coming up. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got about 90 seconds here. So here we go. You wrote an article, E Pluribus Unum. The honest conversation starts at common ground. Go for it.
Yeah, we keep trying to have conversations and dialogues. You hear the left and the right saying it all the time, but it's always the people on the fringe edges that are saying we have to have conversations. That's not where solutions come from. Solutions come from common ground. We talked about this last Friday on Armed American Radio. Unless you can have common ground with someone that you disagree with on a subject, like all Americans do, we all have common ground. We all want the same things for our family. We all want a pure election system. We all want politicians that actually do their frickin' jobs once they get elected to government. But unless we recognize what we have in common, we're never going to find solutions to anything that's contentious. So we need to talk about politics today. You know, we've fallen for the canard that the left and the right extremists want us to believe that you shouldn't talk about politics. You shouldn't talk about religion. It's impolite. Well, we have to talk about politics. Otherwise, we can't find our common ground, and we aren't one. We're the factionalized demographics that the opportunistic politicians want us to be, and that's how they get to manipulate us into winning elections, by cobbling together people who are disagreeing with each other when we actually should be coming together with the common ground that we have. And I go into that in depth in this article. So go over to undergroundusa.com. It's the lead story today. It's an important concept. We're letting the dividers lead us. And we need to come together as we, the people, in order to be able to find our common ground so we can eject the dividers from the people who represent us. We're at that point. We have to do it.
Yep. The time for playing games, fun and games, is over. It's time to get serious. It's time to get down and dirty. And, you know, if they want to go low, I'm going to use a Michelle Obama term, as much as I hate to. When they talked about it, if they want to go low, we need to go higher. Well, guess what? If they want to go low, we need to go lower. Dig up the dirt and throw it at them.
There's plenty of it.
Hmm?
I'm going to go with Sean Connery in the Chicago way. They put 20 years in jail for one of theirs on the board.
That's right. I remember that. All right, Frank. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay lovely.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's Hattrick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and here we go with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone. Yep, Sports Zone. And by the way, you want to hear a good show on a Sunday and you got an hour, 11 to 12, turn on the radio or go to Facebook. And soon you'll be able to hear the podcast, too, The Sports Zone on Facebook. And here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, America. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. Pretty exciting sports weekend. Mr. Chastain captured his second NASCAR Cup win of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Talladega, baby. What a cool track. That's just a neat place.
They didn't quite have the big one, but they came close.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
For him to slide through and win. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, very cool. The battle of the Florida hockey teams. The Florida Panthers against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the Tampa Bay Lightning win 8-4, Captain.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Hockey in Florida. It really has taken over. It's pretty cool. Everybody thought it was foolish to bring hockey to Florida, and they were wrong. Thank you, Phil Esposito.
Mm-hmm.
So, very exciting. Tampa Bay trying to win 3 in a row, Captain. Repeat is very difficult, let alone just repeating. And so, we'll see if the Tampa Bay Lightning can make it 3 in a row. It would not surprise me. It really wouldn't. They're starting to peak at the right time, Captain.
Isn't there only one other team that did that?
Yes.
The Montreal Canadiens?
I believe it was the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, I believe that they were the only team to do that, and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, there wasn't as many hockey teams back then either. So I want to.
And by the way, they just lost one of their superstars off one of those teams. I believe it was Guy Lafleur over the weekend.
Yeah, you're right, Captain. Yeah. Prayers to his family and condolences. You are correct.
Played without a helmet, played with reckless abandon, and boy, could he. You talk about a slap shot. Holy smokes.
Yeah, he was a heck of a player. No question about it. And he was a good coach, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just a sad situation there. Basketball, the playoffs are heating up, Captain. A lot of teams are getting up 3-1. Milwaukee Bucks are looking good. They, you know, were very dominant, and that's going to be at the end of Miami Heat, too, are looking good. So a lot of things happening in Florida with the Miami Dolphins, you know, acquiring players left and right. You also so have the LA Bucks trying to make it happen, and then also Jacksonville trying to do some things. The Rays looking good. The Marlins, I hope they get their affairs in order down there. Orlando Magic need to get their affairs in order, too. But overall, Florida sports is really starting to pop, Captain. Mm-hmm. And pretty interesting for the Sunshine State. More for vacationing and just a laid-back lifestyle to becoming more of a sports state. So pretty nice. I don't know if it's going to get up there with your old neck of the woods up there in New York, but
New York City has so many teams you didn't know where you were going to go. You had an option all the time, but up there where I was from originally in the Syracuse, New York area, we had the big college up there, Syracuse University, and at that time they were just starting to get known on the national football scene. They'd been on the basketball scene for a little while, but I mean to tell you, holy smokes, when they built those new stadiums up there, they were packed every freaking game. They had the largest indoor college basketball game ever up there in the dome, Syracuse, the sports dome up there.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just a neat place. I mean, people don't realize, too, that Carrier Dome for football now, that can be a very tough place to play.
Yep.
So, you know, it's funny how the game has progressed up there. I think, you know, they were kind of started putting a dome, you know, up in the north for sports and football. I think not in our lifetime, Captain, but I think in time all stadiums will have a dome, and they'll make it an open situation with the roof.
Retractable roof.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I just think it'd be a great thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, USFL, you know, kicked it off with the Tampa Bay Bandits. New Orleans Breakers, man, they beat them 34-3. So not as good output by the Tampa Bay Bandits yesterday in USFL football action. I hope they keep it going, Captain. I think it'd be a good place for players to get a foothold on playing pro ball to go to the NFL.
I just don't like the idea they're playing it all in one place, because I was watching the games yesterday, and I don't think they had 1,000 people in the stadium.
No, it's going to be like minor league baseball, Captain.
I realize they got a lot of money tied up, and I get that, but, you know, you got to still put a few people in the stand.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, it's kind of crazy now, speaking about that, Captain. You know, the sports world now is more just TV revenue versus people going to the stadium. So I think they need to look at trying to expand.
Okay, well, you got a minute, so I'm just letting you know.
Okay, Cap, I appreciate that. My name is Patrick Highland. For everybody listening out there, I love doing sports and talking about it, but I also love helping people out with their insurances needs. Captain Matt Bruce can share that with you. I've helped out him and a lot of other people. Give me an opportunity to meet with you, have a cup of coffee, give me a call. I always say, if we can't do business, let's be friends. And you might be in a perfect insurance program right now. There's no sense to change it. I will tell you that also. I take care of people for the right reasons, and it's done me very well. And my phone number is 813-966-1052. If you have a pen and paper handy, jot it down. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Help all the veterans out with their needs as well as civilians with their insurance needs. So, again, please give me a call, 813-966-1052, Patrick Highland. God bless you, Captain, and God bless America.
All right, and we'll see you again real soon, my friend. Okay, Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone insurance quarterback. And before I go to the caller on the phone line, I want to remind you all that Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, brings you the final part of the program. With all their blinds, shades, and shutters made in the U.S. of A., they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, does offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Okay, get ready, folks, because here we go. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get down to business. Did you see Dirty Howard Brown, the preacher? I've been watching him for years. He's on at 7:30. By the time it was 7:45, the station yanked him off the air because he said, you understand they're trying to go for your kids now. It's not enough to indoctrinate your kids at college. We got to indoctrinate them by the one or two, three, by the time they're in kindergarten. We got to talk about this is the Marxist, unholy, you notice how Germany and France doesn't come out with it? They put this crap on Joe Biden and the AOC, and then they tell him to go pimp it out. This is how unholy the Democrats. You got to be an idiot to vote for a Democrat. You got to be the stupidest person in your town to vote for a Democrat and not stand up for your kids. They're your kids. My God, this is what we're arguing over. This is what we're fighting over. This is what we're talking about. These sickos want to do that. And Mickey, no, Mickey's gone hickey, and we don't need him. Shut him down. Take your tactic. And then another tactic by the left, by the way, is to while you're watching all this, your local government gets run over. The Democrats are taking over Hillsborough County, and they've run it into the ground. It used to be run by Hillsborough County Building Department, and the county commissioners are five Democrats, and they're running the thing in the ground. And they don't even have the building open when every other place in Florida is open. It's a disgrace. You don't need to have all the employees come to work. They can still, some of them work at home, but you got to have the building open to receive the money.
Thanks,
from
Todd.
The people. You work for the citizens. Let's go.
Okay. Now, a little reminder where I'm going to be today.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
All righty. That's where I'm headed right after the show. God bless America. God bless you. And remember, it's all about we the people on this program. America first.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.